news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A bombshell of a story dropped late Thursday night, courtesy of Jason Leopold and Anthony Cormier at BuzzFeed. They're reporting that Trump directed his former attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Trump Tower project in Moscow. Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. The story also says that Trump asked Cohen to set up a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to kickstart the project, even as he claimed to not have any business dealings in the country. The BuzzFeed report cites two federal law enforcement officials as sources. It has not been independently corroborated by other news outlets or by special counsel Robert Mueller. Just moments after the story broke, shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell was speaking with Jill Wine Banks, who was a Watergate prosecutor.
This is Michael Cohen giving the special prosecutor his own account of the president of the United States directing Michael Cohen while he's president, right from the Oval Office, to lie to Congress. This truly is a Nixonian moment.
This is absolutely one of those moments where you go, when is enough sufficient? This is when it is, because this is exactly the Watergate model of Nixon saying, you can always say, I don't remember, I don't recall, even though you do. That's subornation of perjury, plain and simple. It is a direct act of the president while he is president, interfering not only with an investigation, but of directly conspiring to obstruct justice. And this should be enough for even the, and remember, he lied, that is Cohen, he told Cohen to lie to the Senate. Even the Republican Senate is going to have to say, we've been had. We can't have him lying to us. And in the end of Watergate, it was the Republicans who went to Nixon and said, you have to resign or we will convict you in the Senate. And that's going to happen here.
BuzzFeed is now reporting that the House Intelligence Committee will investigate whether Trump ordered Cohen to lie to Congress. Cohen is set to return to Capitol Hill on February 7th. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal also has a weird story about Cohen, reporting that Michael Cohen paid a small polling firm to rig two online polls in favor of Trump, including one conducted by Matt Drudge. Cohen allegedly paid the director of Redfinch Solutions, LLC, with a Walmart shopping bag that contained at least $12,000 in cash and a boxing glove he said once belonged to a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter. Cohen tweeted on Thursday that everything he did came under instructions from the president. So earlier this week, Nancy Pelosi sent Donald Trump a letter requesting that, due to security concerns because of the government shutdown, he move his State of the Union address to a later date after the government reopens, or perhaps he should consider delivering a written version of the speech. She added that he could deliver the address from the Oval Office. Trump, thinking that everything is a game, responded by abruptly canceling a long-planned congressional delegation to Brussels and Afghanistan just an hour before they were set to depart. CNN's Jake Tapper explains.
And the president violating decades of security protocols by publicly announcing ahead of time a secret trip to a war zone. A Republican member of Congress telling me just minutes ago that members of Congress are always told never divulge any trip to a war zone until after you have left the war zone. The move by the president was widely interpreted as a response to Pelosi suggesting yesterday a delay or cancellation of the president speaking to a joint session of Congress for the annual State of the Union address, which Pelosi said she was doing because it was unfair to force security agents to work the event without pay. The president kind of tried to borrow that excuse for his cancellation of her trip, writing, quote, in light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. Now, first off, we should note, President Trump does not claim in that letter that those who would be transporting Pelosi and the congressional delegation are not being paid, because they are being paid. The defense spending bill was passed in 2018. Now, according to a spokeswoman for Speaker Pelosi, she and the delegation were stopping in Belgium and, quote, scheduled to meet with top NATO commanders, U.S. military leaders and key allies to affirm the United States' commitment to the NATO alliance. In Afghanistan, the spokesman said, quote, the purpose of the trip was to express appreciation and thanks to our men and women in uniform for their service and dedication and to obtain critical national security and intelligence briefings from those on the front lines. A White House official tells CNN that Pelosi and members of Congress are welcome to fly commercial to Afghanistan, a remarkable statement given that the president just announced to the world, including the Taliban, that the Speaker of the House was headed there.
In case you were wondering, Trump didn't cancel his wife's flight via military aircraft to Mar-a-Lago in Florida for vacation. Priorities, people, priorities. A new report from the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security says the Trump administration may have taken thousands more immigrant children from parents and guardians at the border than was previously known, and it does not know how many families were separated in total. Lovely. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.